No, wearing a shirt that says, "This is my Halloween costume," doesn't count as a real costume. You look ridiculous. Dude, it's a costume party. Everybody else dressed up as something. You stick out like a sore thumb. Yeah, this is my actual cheerleading uniform. Okay, I guess that's not much better. But yours isn't even a costume at all. What are you looking at? Oh, shit. Of course she'd be here. You didn't tell me she was coming. Well, yeah, I still would have come. Would have been nice to know ahead of time. Wait, what the fuck is she wearing? No, of course we didn't plan our costumes. I don't even talk to her. She just had to dress up like a fucking cheerleader too. Shut up. We do not look like we're here as a couple. She's not even wearing school colors. She probably bought that shitty costume at the Halloween store. What? No, she didn't hear us. She makes that face all the time. I think that's just what her face looks like. Whatever. I'm gonna get another drink. I'll see you. Oh, hey! Yeah, I'm just getting myself another drink. Am I getting one for my... I don't have a girlfriend. Oh. The other cheerleader, of course. No, she's not here with me. I don't even talk to her. You know what? Fuck this. Where'd she go? There she is. Hey, can I talk to you for a second? Alone? It'll just take a second. She'll be right back. Thanks. I'm not even holding your hand that tight. Will you calm down? I just want to talk to you for a second. Here, come in here. I don't want anyone to see us together. What the fuck are you wearing? What do I mean? Look at you. You're wearing that slutty cheerleader costume. You've got on that little skirt and a crop top, and those aren't even our school colors. You look... I'm annoyed because you showing up dressed like that means that everyone thinks we're here together. What do you mean it's not your fault? You're the one who showed up in that cheap-looking cheerleader outfit, and this is my actual uniform. Okay, so you didn't know I'd be wearing it, but why this costume? You could have come dressed as literally anything. Doesn't really seem like it's your style. No, I mean, you usually wear, like, jeans and sweaters and stuff. I've never seen you wear anything like this before. I'm surprised you're not dressed as some nerd thing. I don't pay attention to what you're wearing. You just dress the same all the time. I don't have to be paying attention to know that. I hate it when you make that smug face at me. You think that just because you're smart, you know everything. Well, if you're so smart, then you know exactly what you're doing by showing up dressed like this. So why don't you tell me the real reason instead of pretending it was some innocent coincidence? Don't go back to playing dumb with me. You knew exactly what you were doing when you bought that cheerleader costume, didn't you? You knew it would get my attention, and you knew how much it would annoy me. Now you have nothing to say. Come on, sweetheart, don't get shy on me now. Let's not pretend you don't know exactly how to push my buttons. The question is why. Listen, I know you think I'm an idiot because you're the one who gets good grades and you're always in the library, but I'm not as stupid as you think I am. I see the way you look at me in class, you know. I walk in the room and you're all set up at the front with your laptop and your textbook and all your highlighters and shit. Like you've been there 20 minutes already just arranging all your stuff because you're worried you'll miss a single second of class. As soon as I come in, you look at me like I've ruined your entire day. But there's something else, isn't there? That flush on your cheeks. It's okay, sweetheart. I might not have book smarts like you do, but I think I've got you figured out. On the off chance that I'm wrong, feel free to tell me off, okay? I know you have no problem doing that. You have no idea how long I've wanted to do that. Don't fucking smirk at me. You're insufferable. I've always thought you were so pretty. Do you know that? Could you feel me staring from the back of the room during class? But as nice as I think you look in what you usually wear, this, I've never seen you like this before. You're so much hotter than I imagined. Yes, I've imagined you. What you'd look like, what you'd feel like, what you'd taste like. I want to put my hands on every fucking inch of you. I want to hold your face in my hands like this, like kiss you. I want to run my fingers down your shoulders and your arms and hold your hands like this. Don't laugh at me. I can be sentimental sometimes too. Besides, now that I have your hands, I can pin you against the wall. Not so smug now, are you? Guess I'm stronger than you thought. Being a jock does have a few perks. Cheerleading is definitely a sport, trust me. I could take any one of those meathead football players any day. And I can definitely take you. Fuck, I want to keep touching you. Is that okay? Yeah? Okay, good. If you want me to stop, just tell me. But in the meantime, I've been dying to get my hands on you for years now. Your tits look so good in this little top you're wearing. I haven't been able to keep my eyes off you all night. Yeah, arch your back for me like that. You like it when I pinch your nipples? Can I pull your shirt up? Please? Ugh. Fuck, I can't believe how hot you are. Your tits look so good. I have to taste them. That little whimper. You can be a little louder. The music's blasting downstairs. No one's gonna hear us unless you get really loud. That's it. Moan for me. I wanna hear how good I'm making you feel. I'm gonna let go of your hands now, okay? I need to get under that little skirt you're wearing. If you can even call it a skirt. Holy shit. I can feel how wet you are already.
I knew you were planning this. You're way too fucking smart for this to be an accident. I fucking knew it. You act like I'm the most annoying person you know. You sit in the front row of every class and raise your hand to answer every question. You act like such a know-it-all. You roll your eyes even when I walk in the room, but... that's all just an act, isn't it? You act like you can't stand me, so no one will know that you really want this. You want my hands on you. You want my mouth on you. You know, I may have been a little slow figuring it out, but I think I know how to make it up to you. Let me just move these panties to the side and... yeah? Does that feel good? You're so wet. My fingers just slid right inside. You feel so fucking good around my fingers. You're practically dripping down my hand. Sounds so hot when you say my name like that. Say it again. Usually when you say my name, it's because you're giving me shit for something. It might take me some time to get used to you saying it nicely. Let's see how nice I can get you to say it. Go sit on the edge of the bed. There you go. Now lean back and lift your hips up so I can get these panties off you. Whew, holy shit, baby. You look incredible. Your thighs are so soft. I just want to dig my fingers in them. You like it when I grab you like that? You like it when I'm a little rough? Hold still. Quit squirming. You're so impatient. Lucky for you, I am too. Oh, no. Fuck, you taste so good. You know, I've thought about doing this so many times. You know, I've imagined being under your desk in class, watching you try to pay attention while I go down on you. This might be even better, though. Those sounds you're making are driving me fucking crazy. Yeah, grab my hair like that. You can pull harder. Oh, fuck, that feels so good. Such a long time. I love the way your thighs twitch under my hands. Are you getting close? Oh, fuck yeah. Come for me. I want you to come on my tongue. Come on, baby. That's it. Baby. Holy shit. That was so fucking hot. Come here. Kiss me. Oh, you don't have to. Ah, fuck. Your fingers do feel good, but you don't have to. Yeah, okay. Okay, I'll sit here on the bed. But you don't have to get on your knees. Fuck. You can't just look up at me like that. You're so fucking beautiful. I can't stand it. I want you so bad. Your hands feel really good. Keep touching me, please. Oh, yes. Oh, God. Fuck, your mouth feels good. Don't stop. Don't fucking stop. That feels so good. Keep doing what you're doing with your tongue. Right there. Yes. That feels amazing. I had no idea you were so good at this. Can I just put my hand right here on your head? Yeah? Okay. Oh, God. Your fingers inside me. Holy shit. Your nails. Ooh, on my thighs. I don't know how much longer I'm gonna last. I've been all worked up. Yeah, I'm gonna come soon. Oh God, you feel so fucking good. Okay. Fuck. Okay. I'm so close. Keep going just like that. Don't stop, please. Don't stop. Okay. Yeah. Oh God. Oh God, I'm gonna come. I had no idea you had that in you. Come here. Just lie next to me for a second. Listen, I don't really know what's supposed to happen next, or if you even want anything to happen, or if this was just like a one-time thing for you, or... Yeah, I actually would like to take you out sometime. Okay, it's a date. All right, come on. Let's get cleaned up and get back to the party. I have to go let a bunch of people know that this is actually a couple's costume after all.